And we're going to bring in a guy now that knows all about radio and the history of radio, because he was there. No, I'm kidding. It is time
when
for
was it? When was it?
Let me get to the intro, please.
All right,
it
Marconi.
Is time to bring in Jim Lynch and Cover Your Asset. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics, bringing over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. And no, he did not meet Marconi. So there we go. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning. Good morning. How did you know that Marconi was in the crib next to me?
That's right.
You know, he was such a talker, you couldn't get a word in edgewise. He was one heck of a guy, I'll tell you. He went on to doing a few things.
It's just a few things.
Ironically, before we get a little more serious, yesterday I was shopping. And so, okay, we put in one card, nothing. We put in another card. The whole store went down. There was no ability to use the charge card. Talking about digital.
Now, could they? Did they?
And thank God, I always keep a little money in the pocket. And I paid cash and I left. But I said, I kind of sat back. I kind of stood back and observed the kind of little tiny panic that was going through the store, the customers, including the staff, running back and forth.
So, most stores won't allow you to pay with cash because people can't figure out tending change and tax now.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because a manager or somebody all of a sudden started running to these several places with cash to give it, put into their register. But it's interesting because your idea. I've got an old crank radio. I don't know if it still works, but I bought it years ago.
It does work. That will never
does.
Die.
Pardon me?
It works. It'll never die.
It'll never die. Okay. So the thing is, because this occurred to me quite some time ago, for obvious reasons. Anyhow, I think your point is well taken, and it leads me to the more serious. Well, this is serious as well. Serious, a greater serious topic. You know, you're hearing national emergency in the border. Well, my opinion, we have a national emergency, but it is Donald Trump. And not him as a person, but what he has been doing and might do. And when I say not as a person, because I think a lot of people are coming to the unfortunate realization that he does have some problems that transcend the normal angers and so forth of daily living. Alzheimer's maybe some kind of dementia. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But if you look at his behavior recently, where his advisors, his national security advisors, four of them came forward, testified under oath on television and said, we had problems in North Korea, China, Iran, Russia, all of their opinions disagreed with his opinions, which he had made known. Now, that's not the problem. The problem is he chose to say he doesn't believe the intelligence. They're wrong. They should go back to school. And in the process, supporting Russia, supporting North Korea, which has, we now find, 20 places where they're developing nuclear capability. So what you do with this information, one, you be aware of it. There's only so much you can do as a citizen. But I strongly suggest those who are not adjusting their sights on who is running the country that they do a couple of double takes and realize we're in trouble now because Trump and his group have sold us out to the Russians and the Saudis and God knows who else for their own personal gain. And like some, when an animal is cornered and almost about to be caught, and Trump's been in that process now, they usually turn vicious and very aggressive. And I don't know what's going to happen to him in his mind or whatever, but just be one, observant, aware of the truth, because the truth is power, and then do very conservative steps. Example, I would warn people about taking foreign trips unless they were to what we'll say a Great Britain. But I wouldn't go anywhere esoteric. And I say this because this government of ours is really not wholeheartedly in support of a citizen who's in trouble. And you can look at many examples of that. So, again, back to the transistor radio. You've got to take precautions in terms of some kind of national emergency. And a national emergency doesn't have to be bombs. It could be some moratorium on something. It could be an attempt to militarize us, which will fail because I don't think the military treats Trump very friendly. But there it is. It's really something you have to make yourself aware of. And I wish I had an answer. And I'm certain politically there are some answers. But for us regular citizens, yes, we can write to our legislator, our senator, our local person, and tell them of your concern, if you are concerned. And conceivably, we'll get some action.
All right. It's, you know, it's interesting when you sit here, and it was bad enough now I'm speaking on behalf of somebody who's, I'm not a Trump supporter, and there are Trump supporters out there. And like I said, I don't call them all racist and commie. I believe everybody has a right to support who they want to support. But when I look at Donald Trump and a fear factor which people installed, I didn't have the fear factor before, but it's starting to creep into me now simply because. He has shown that he does not play the politics game. He does not. He is Donald Trump, and he is Donald Trump 100% the way he ran Trump Industries. And before, when he was really separating ourselves, it worried me a little bit, from our European allies and NATO and separating us from the rest of the world, that was a little worrisome. But what's even more worrisome now is the skirmishes he's starting to get into with the Soviet Union, one in Venezuela, where Russia rushed right in there. Now, with what's happening with both the United States and Russia pulling out of that nuclear accord. And here's the funny thing about this. I understand why that nuclear accord has to be redone, because you now have Korea and you now have China. With advanced nuclear capabilities, they have to now be included in those accords that were set up, simply because these countries can then bypass Russia and the United States. So I understand where that had to be redone, but when you have both Russia and the United States pulling out right now, and all of a sudden the tensions between Russia and the United States growing, along with the other tensions, it's almost like the perfect trifecta for Vladimir Putin now.
Well, Trump, as someone said this in an interview, has a checklist of what Putin wants, and Putin didn't like this treaty anyhow, so Trump led the way, and he got out, and then Putin said, well, tit for tat. If you look at our behavior with the lifting of sanctions on a major criminal in Russia, a good friend of Putin, Deripaska, and realize that he has been funding various people in the Trump family, you've got to know that we are at the behest of someone who is working for personal gain. He's using the Russians because when Trump was out of money in the 90s, and even before then, but in the 90s, the Russians began bailing him out. In fact, in the news, as late as 2016, Deutsche Bank would not lend Trump $10 million. The reason being, and they had been the only bank lending him at that time, The reason being, they felt if he, and this is their words, not mine, they felt if he was elected president, and based on his behavior previously, and then defaulted on the loan, and if he won the election, then it would have to, they would have to sue the president of the United States for his assets if he had any. That shows you where the world was at in 2016. And, you know, it's so easy to go back in the history of Donald Trump, a man named Kay, C-A-Y, who's been following him and written books about him, a fellow named O'Brien, who's with Bloomberg News, who basically wrote a book that Trump sued him over and Trump lost, and get an interview with Larry Schwartz, who was the creator of the Art of the Deal. He created it at Trump's behest, and Trump really didn't give him any facts because he couldn't concentrate. And Larry Schwartz, according to his interviews on television, he kind of goes to bed every night really upset with the fact that he ever wrote this book, even though he made a ton of money out of it, Larry Schwartz, and he has somewhat of a famous persona. If you go back in history, which apparently most New Yorkers didn't have to do, because only 1% of the vote went to Trump in the last election, but apparently people throughout this country, not just in Michigan, but throughout the country, didn't bother to spend the time to look at Trump's biography, which was five bankruptcies, I guess five deferments from the Vietnamese War, which I was thinking of just last night, those deferments which he got.
Now,
and
Jim,
then he had the guts, the gall to call McCain a coward for getting captured fighting in the war.
Now, Jim, I have to butt in here for a second. Unfortunately, more and more people don't read in this country. Never mind read books. Do you know what I mean? That's why people don't.
I'm with you 100%.
Didn't get that viewpoint from that, from those books, because they just don't read anymore.
Well, but more to the point, that's also not what they were looking at in terms of their options for president. So we can, you know, we can, period. You had a, what was called a binary choice. So people voted. If it had, if personally, this is just my view, if things had been handled differently and perhaps a little more responsibly, there would have been a different outcome. But there wasn't, and there isn't, so here we are.
Well, you give me an excellent opportunity to say something which is bugging me for a while. In terms of the election of Donald Trump, the media, which he has defined as fake or has been derogatory towards it, they really made this man. He was a nobody.
Yep.
In terms of political acumen, ability, experience. And yet, they just, because they wanted the eyeballs from their viewers, kept putting him out there and kept quoting him and so forth, rather than doing what the Fourth Estate is now doing, which is taking exception to what someone says when they're lying, or who do the research and say, well, you know, there's a lot of bravado here, but not much much substance. The media let us down in that election, and they let us down because of something which, unfortunately, has compromised the society, and that's greed, the need to make money. If you look at the enormous monies paid to people in the news business, heading these news agencies, forget entertainment, which it is actually, it's amazing. You know, the head of CBS, which is now in the news because of his past behavior, the man was due $120 million for what? He didn't write anything. He didn't create anything. He hired a few of the right people. But the idea is, because we're captive to television and to advertising, there's money from advertisers to pay whatever is necessary to get on. And all you have to do is look at television for about 30 minutes on one of these networks, And if you wonder why so many people in this country are getting sick, look at all the advertisements regarding these things that help your stomach, help your feet, help your head. I mean, you know, people lived a long time in this country before we ever had all of these new supposed helpful medications,
only
drugs.
Only here and in New Zealand are you allowed to advertise these things. One of the things that I found really striking is I rarely see television in the morning except on weekends. And so everybody now has their Saturday version of the CBS This Morning or the Today Show for NBC or Good Morning America for ABC. And the ads are predominantly, this is first thing in the morning. You'd think maybe cereal, right? I mean, this tells you how old I am, but no. First thing, it's ads once again for these medications that have side effects. You know, these ailments supposedly spring full-bodied from the head of Zeus because, you know, it's not, hey, this is your body. It might come from something. It's, you have a sore foot, and we have something with 96,000 side effects that costs a lot of money, but you can take that, and you won't have a sore foot. And
right.
It's just baffling. It's baffling. It's the miseducation. If you're old, then you know, and you look at it, and you go, "This is ridiculous." But if you are not, and you're consuming all the information, it all looks alike because it bleeds seamlessly. So you're watching a news show, which is actually infotainment, and interspersed in this infotainment. I mean, it's bad.
Well said. Marshall said earlier, people don't read. You're now saying that people allow themselves to be saturated with information, which really, it's just a way to sell something, like sell the better hot dog or whatever. But this gets back to a bigger issue in the sense that our lack of reading, our lack of interest in our politics in terms of knowing how the government works, really sets us up for a Donald Trump, sets us up for an autocrat. The thing is, people have not read enough history. I'm obviously generalizing here, vis-a-vis age, to understand where this country came from. And in the process, learn to appreciate the tremendous benefits of the country, but its warts and all, so that when you come into the political arena, you are armed with information, not some panel of experts or some politician who's lying through his teeth. And that's not necessarily just Donald Trump. But awareness through reading equals responsibility in terms of getting the best you can out of the wonderful country you live in. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'd just like to interject. While, of course, you can read on a screen, it also helps if you read on a page and not just a page on a screen. This is a brain thing, just in the same way as if you please go to a museum and you look at a picture, it's better that you look at that painting or that photograph or that object in person, quote, with your eyes, because it affects your brain differently than if you look at a picture of that thing on a screen. Just as same way that food tastes different when you eat it than when you photograph it.
Wonderfully said. I would love the listeners to do a very short exercise. Just go on a page, on the computer, on the internet, whatever. Read for 20 minutes. Take a break. Read a book, a novel, something on science, whatever your pleasure. And note the difference. That one time experience, you will see a difference. And you'll understand exactly what Jill has said in terms of what you're taking in and what you're getting out of it. we take in a lot of stuff because we take it in a certain way. We're not taking much away from it because we're in the process of grabbing this and hardly digesting it and grabbing another piece of news and hardly digesting it. By the time the day is over, many people are either confused or just have a headache or just are fed up with something that they don't understand. And it's not that they're superimposing too much on their heads, on their bodies. I can remember years ago when I realized what was going on in school at the grammar school level, and it's on all levels now, but particularly the younger ages, where kids were really given too much to do and not a few minutes or moments or an hour or so to relax, to daydream, to go do something else. Daydreaming is helpful in getting into the persona of a child. It's a development situation. And, I don't know. I'm just giving you my awarenesses, okay? I'm just saying like this, read for 20 minutes on the internet and then read for another 20. Everybody has got to do what they've got to do, but if you think you need improvement in your life, kind of change what you're doing. Change your routine. Move into something new. Just avoid something for a while. Just note the change in your condition. I don't know. Life is challenging, but we're living, we're breathing. We have great opportunities, particularly in this country.
All right. Well, we have 30 seconds left for more opportunity.
More opportunity. Let's take a deep breath. Thanks God for who we are and where we are. You have a great week. Love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Jim Lynch at Cover Your Assets this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. You can find Jim online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Jim Lynch, Cover Your Assets.